Taranaki Maunga Project. Taranaki Maunga is a conservation project. It aims to restore the environment of the mountain, ranges and islands of Taranaki. Parts of this project which use digital mapping will be looked at on the field trip. Three main phases. Secure. The first phase is pest and weed control. Getting rid of weeds and animal pests will protect biodiversity already on the Maunga. Taranaki Maunga aims to get rid of goats. Possums, rodents, hares and mustelids will be controlled by trapping, ground and aerial predator control. The project also aims to get rid of the worst weeds. These include wild ginger, climbing asparagus and others where possible. Restore. Getting rid of weeds and predators will help birds and other native species to increase in numbers. Taranaki Maunga will bring back lost species like totowai, robin, kakariki, kaka, seabirds like petrels. It is hoped kōkako, pikapika, bats, and tieke, saddleback, will once again flourish on the Maunga. The project will also work to increase numbers of species already there. These include kiwi, fuel, black duck, pikapika, long-tailed bats, puelifanta snails, rare plants like dactylanthus, and the endemic Melicytus drusae shrub found only on Taranaki and nearby Poakai. Sustain. Taranaki Maunga wants to inspire young people to be the next generation of kaitiaki of the Maunga and National Park. The aim in 20 years is to see ecological, social and cultural change for the better on the Maunga. The project has two supporting outcomes. The creation of HALO. Taranaki Maunga will work with partners to develop effective means of pest control to protect the park and beyond. Taranaki Regional Council are leading this work. A halo of protection around the Maunga is part of the Taranaki Taku Turanga towards a predator-free Taranaki program of work. The creation of HALO will reduce the risk of pests and predators moving on to the Maunga. It will also provide habitat for species that move out of the national park and into surrounding areas. Oranga Maunga, Oranga Tangata. Healthy nature, healthy people. This part of the project recognises that being in nature is good for well-being. In this case, a connection with the Maunga. The project will therefore help other important plans to improve health, education, skill development and well-being. How could digital mapping help a conservation project happening near you?